Parliament on 10th and 11th of October came up with several resolutions, amongst which was to stop government from signing these oil transactions and agreements until the proper laws are put in place. Now, if government has gone ahead to sign those agreements, irrespective of the parliamentary resolutions, this country is governed by the constitution, and where the institutions prevail, we have parliament, we have the judiciary and the executive. So to me, I'm shocked, I'm really surprised. Certainly when they go behind the back of parliament to sign these agreements, it's a matter that I do hope parliament shall have to consider.
Is challenging this matter in the court of law one of the options for parliament?
Our reactions are unspecified at this point in time. It is still open to us whether, first of all, to move even under parliament, we put into question the legality of these agreements and undertakings, that's one. Two, we have the courts of law, and we hope in one way or the other we shall meet. It can't be a one-person's decision, but certainly this goes against the spirit of the parliamentary resolutions. This is a challenge to the Parliament of Uganda. This is a challenge to the people of Uganda. And I do hope oil is welcome, but it has to be guided by the law, by the Constitution. And once we fail on that, then there is a big problem. It is a matter that is going to be discussed and decided in one way or the other, either to be settled on the floor of Parliament or to invoke the powers of court to examine the legality of such contracts that go against the people's resolution in Parliament.
Some of you lawmakers have argued that this company, Tullow Oil, doesn't have any legal contract and therefore can't go ahead to sign this contract. Do you still stand by that argument?
Yes, certainly, because there was a challenge on the wells they acquired from Heritage. And then the point was put, and this matter really has been in the courts of law now, with the view that what they claim to have acquired is not theirs in the first place, that there is nothing that Heritage could pass on, could exchange for Tullow to claim. Now, having had that in mind, and we still insist, that let us look at the legality of the whole contract. Now, when at the same time government signs with Tullow, it defeats the whole purpose. And we stand to defend the people of Uganda, the interests of the people of Uganda. I know even government has to take into account the interests of the people of Uganda, but it can't do it by violating the very institutions that this government helped strengthen. There is no way you can justify the signing of agreements before all those matters are streamlined. Even Tullow, as we speak, it knows its claim of ownership is being challenged. And I think the whole transaction is under suspicious circumstances.